Is that similar to some of this work that you'd done before?
Well, I had done the multivibrator circuit for Geiger counters, but not at these high powers. I had done the first high-speed scaling circuits, which are pulsed. I had made test equipment to measure short intervals and that sort of thing. So as far as I was concerned, my experience was not alien to the task to be done. And you must remember, you're pretty young when I look at your handsome face, that in the period of 1940, practically all radio was CW and low voltage. They were high power transmitters, but they were still CW. There were no pulse circuits in use anywhere. And if you went to electrical engineering department, in most universities, they consider that 60 cycles was God-given, and there were no transients, and there were no higher frequencies of any importance. And radio was mostly ham. So it was an entirely different situation than exists today. Now, let me point out, though, that MIT was rather unique among the universities. Vannevar Bush had left and had gone to Washington, but he was one of the original people interested in transmission lines and power lines and transients and lightning and all the, and solving the complete differential equations of what happens in a transmission line. And there was a theoretical mathematical electrical engineer, it's so long since I thought about these things, Ernie Gilliman at MIT, who was probably the world authority on transients in electrical circuits. And there was also at MIT Zeig Barrow, and people forget him. Zeig Barrow probably knew more about microwaves and waveguides, coaxial lines, and antennas than anybody else in the country. So MIT was a rather unique institution, and not unreasonable that when the microwave committee was suggested to them by the British to set up a laboratory of scientists, to set it up at MIT. The strange sociological phenomenon was that when our friend DuBridge and Robbie and Loomis came in, that they brought in physicists and they pushed out these reasonably well-established people, including Ed Bowles,